hammer and the sickle, the devils or gods? The well-known emblem of communism is said to be symbolical of the union of mechanical and agricultural labor. The writer does not know who made these the symbols of communism, but his choice was a terribly significant one, for they were, for millenniums, and indeed they still are, the symbols associated with two sinister heathen gods, Vulcan and Saturn, or Cronus. The hammer and the sickle. Vulcan and Saturn, that is, Cronus or time. Let us examine the myths connected with these gods and their symbols. Taking Saturn first. He is known as Cronos in Greek mythology and was the youngest of the Titans, the children of Uranus, that is sky, and Gaia, earth. Besides the Titans, sky and earth had other children, the Cyclops and the Hundred-Handers. When these proved troublesome, sky thrust them back into the bosom of earth. This vexed earth, and she called on her sons to avenge her on their father. They all shrank from the deed, excepting Cronus, who waylaid and mutilated his father with a sickle. Cronus, Saturn, now reigned in the room of sky. Subsequently, Cronus was defeated and thrust down into Tartarus by his own son, Zeus or Jupiter. The worship of Saturn, the Roman form of Cronus, was said to have been accompanied by human sacrifices, and his emblem was a sickle. It is certain, however, that the Greeks and Romans gave the name of Cronus or Saturn to a cruel Phoenician Baal, to whom children were sacrificed at Carthage. These details are from the British Encyclopedia. Saturn or Cronos is the father time, so commonly portrayed even to this day, and whose sickle, whose scythe, is the modern representation of the sickle. What a deity and what a symbol. A rebellious, cruel, wicked son who mutilated and dethroned his father and usurped his throne. And he actually carried as his symbol the instrument with which he carried out his horrible crime. Could any heathen deity be chosen who more accurately represents a system which rebels against God and which boasts that it will climb up to heaven and pull him down from his throne? Would any symbol be more fitting than the sickle for a system which persistently and blasphemously mutilates and misrepresents the character of God and Christ? And who was Vulcan? He is the Roman counterpart of the Greek Hephaestus, son of Zeus and Hera. There are two versions of his fall from heaven, one that he was cast out of heaven by his father Zeus, and the other that he was cast out by his mother Hera, when she discovered that he was lame. In any case, he was deformed and degraded deity. But in the case of Vulcan, we have an historical character deified. Students of scripture have long known that the name Vulcan is derived from Tubal-Cain. This son of Lamech, the seventh from Adam, was the first great metallurgist, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, Genesis 4:22. This is recognized by every student. For example, Professor Davis, writing in the Endeavor, says, Tubal-Cain, seven generations from Adam, was likewise a chemist, as was his Greco-Roman counterpart Hephaestus Vulcan, who tended his forges under Etna. The simple symbol of Vulcan was and is a hammer. It has been pointed out that Tubal-Cain's father, Lamech, was not slow to take advantage of his son's skill in forging metals, and his, Lamech's, Song of the Sword, in which he glories in his murderous prowess, is given in Genesis 4:23-24. The hammer. What a symbol for a deformed and degraded deity who prostituted his skill to the manufacture of weapons of strife and discord. A fitting symbol for communism, the system which dethrones God and exalts a militarism in its place, in his place. The hammer and the sickle, materialism and atheism. But these symbols are not rightly the devil's. They belong to God. The evil one has usurped them, as will be very soon demonstrated, for God has a true hammer and sickle. God's hammer. Is not my word like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces, says God in Jeremiah 22:29. God's hammer is the word of God, that is Christ. The stone cut out of the mountains without hands, which smote the image on the feet and ground it to powder. He is the one on whom, if any man fall, he shall be broken. But on whom it fall, it will grind him to powder. The word of God will prevail. Christ shall reign, not materialistic force. God's sickle. Let the nations be waked and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There will I sit to judge the nations round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, the word of God, the hammer, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat upon the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. God's sickle. Fitting type of the righteous vengeance of God, not of the cruel, unrighteous, rebellious vengeance of man. God reaped. Christ carries that sickle, and the harvest is almost ripe. God's hammer and sickle. Christ the living word, executing the righteous judgments and vengeance of Almighty God. What an infinite difference between the right and the wrong use of these symbols. Let us lift up our heads, ye saints. The usurper will soon be cast down, and the rightful king will take his power and reign.